Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to manage customer and I'll add user objections.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So, Stelly, this is not just about sales. This is just about, in general, how to deal with customers when they have objections about using your product, buying it, et cetera, correct?
Correct. Absolutely. So, okay. And there's a fine line, right? So, let's start with saying that. If you get out there in the market and you try to convince other humans to use your product or buy your product, there is going to be resistance, right? And there's differences of resistance. There's some pushback that you're going to get, especially in the very early days, that might have to do with you building the wrong thing or there not being a need for what you've built, right? So that's when you do customer development, the really early days, to try to figure out product market fit, to try to figure out, are we creating something that people truly want? Are we solving the problem in a way that the customer really likes? Like, you know, is what we're thinking of creating worth creating, right? That's And people will tell you what they don't like about your idea or what they what might suck about it. And you need to kind of filter it through that lens. Is it personal preference or is that telling me something greater about my customer base or my market in general? Then, you know, once you move on from that and you've actually built something that enough people like and you get traction, you realize, yes, we have something that really solves the problem in a way that's predictable and that's measurable and we're onto something here. Things are growing. You still are going to have to face user and customer objection and pushback, right? Not everybody you talk to that should buy your product or should use your product will want to use it or will not have at least a, if not multiple reasons why they think they can't use it, right? And that's a part that a lot of times companies, I feel like they're not thinking through. So what's happening is as they are entering the market more and more with their marketing, with their selling, and they're encountering certain objections again and again and again, they don't really know what to do about it, how to think about it, and how to manage these, and how to even categorize these. And let me just throw out one because I think we're going to have fun with them, but we can go through multiple ones, right? There's certain objections you're going to get again and again and again. Things like, you know, this is too expensive, or I don't have time right now to use time management software to manage my time, or I don't have time right now to switch from my current, you know, analytics tool to a different tool. So I don't have time. I don't have the money. You know, why shouldn't we use your competitor? Why are you better than a competitor? There are certain objections that everybody in the market faces. And how you think about them and how you manage them and how you prepare your company, your team, your business to deal with them, I think can make a big difference in the success you see with it or not. Let's just pick one of them, which is the "this is too expensive" objection, right? That's one of my favorite ones. Let me ask you, Heaton, if a founder comes to you and they've seen some traction, they have paying customers. It seems like, you know, it's not so early that they don't know at all what they're doing. So they have some traction, they have a few hundred customers, things are going well, but they come to you and they tell you, you know what, a lot of customers, now that we're doing more kind of more aggressive outreach, that we do more marketing, more selling, we hear that our product is too expensive a lot, or that the customer doesn't have the money. What's your typical reaction or thought of inquiry to figure out how to help the startup with dealing with that objection?
Yeah, you know, I gotta say, objections are a gift. I mean, objections are what help you figure out what's actually wrong and what needs to be made better. So when I hear a founder tell me something like that and say, oh, I have these objections, we've hit some scale, it's a good problem to have. At least you're hearing it. Usually you have to go spend so much effort to go hear an objection because no one's going to tell you anything. So if you're actually hearing it, there's actually a lot more pull towards, you know, the customers wanting, like digging in enough where they're actually willing to tell you what the objection is. So to me, it's like when I hear that they're actually hearing the objections, either they've got processes in place to hear them, or more often than not, there's something there to their solution. And these objections just help them learn how to frame it. So it helps you reframe it. It helps you build a new feature. It helps you think through, how do I get this customer? So to me, handling objections is one thing. And I know in sales, you're handling objections. So you're like sitting there saying, well, I don't want to buy. Well, it's like, well, why don't you want to buy, you know, and try to dig into like that objection is really important regardless. And then you're trying to solve for it because you're trying to get a sale and there's a tangible endpoint. When it comes to like other types of objections, to me, like those are all just learnings as to like, how should you improve? Basically, to me, it just helps you point to like, how do I need to improve, what I need to do? So when I first hear an objection, I actually don't try to solve it right away. I try to go dig into what it actually is. What are they objecting to? Can I get to the root cause of it or the root answer? Because then I can go figure out how to solve it.
I love it. I love that the analytical mind frame, because here's one of the most important things. One of the things that I've noticed is most consistent when it comes to how people deal with objections is they emotionally react to them.
Oh, yeah. I knew you were going to say that.
Right? They emotionally react to them. And because of the frequency of some objections you'll hear very rarely. A customer will bring up something that will prevent them from buying that you've never heard before. And you're like, oh, wow, this is baffling me. Never heard this before. This is interesting. But there's plenty of objections. Every company will have like a top 10 list at any given time that you hear every day. Right? You hear again and again and again. And what typically happens is that people either get annoyed, they're like, like the emotional reaction is like, not another one. It's like your response to a potential customer is like, I'm annoyed with you right now. I'm annoyed that you just said that, which is horrible, obviously. But then the other end of the spectrum is discouragement. People just go, oh my God, this is never going to work. Or, oh my God, another customer that's not going to buy because we suck, because our pricing is too high, because this is not good, because we don't have that feature. And if you have an emotional response, except with the exception that if it's excitement and curiosity, those are emotional responses that I can like that I'm all for. But if you have a negative emotional response as your first reaction to an objection, you've already lost. You have already lost. You cannot learn.